Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. The General Assembly delivered an on-time and balanced budget this year, and part of the good news of the budget situation is we were able to put some money away for a rainy day. What went on and how much did we manage to be able to squirrel away for those years when we might have a tighter budget?
Well, the budget has been passed. It was on time. It is a fiscally responsible budget that funds the core functions of government and makes investments in those core functions, including education and agriculture and public safety. And people have often asked, how are you able to increase funding in some areas when no taxes were increased? And the answer to that is a strong economy. Our economy is strong and additional revenue is coming into the state, and that's exactly how we were able to do it. Our efforts over the last few years to stand up for taxpayers by fighting against the series of tax hike proposals that Governor Wolf has constantly pushed for are showing real results, because we have not increased any taxes, and yet with the strong economy, we are bringing additional revenue into the Commonwealth, and that's how we were able to make those investments. And in addition, this year, we deposited $317 million into the state's rainy day fund. Last year, by comparison, was the first year that we made a deposit into that account in more than a decade, and last year's deposit amounted to $22 million. So this is a much larger deposit and certainly something that I think we should be definitely focused on to make sure that we have money in our savings account so that when there is a dip, we will be able to continue to fund our obligations. So certainly good news for the state's taxpayers.
Also in legislative action in late June, there was legislation approved that will help to save taxpayers some money when it comes to debt incurred by the state. What's going on here?
We're constantly looking to make changes relating to how the Commonwealth finances debt and making sure that the debt gets paid off quickly and that we save on interest costs. And Act 43 that was recently signed into law will change the way that state bonds are issued to accelerate the retirement of Pennsylvania's general obligation debt, thereby reducing the amount of interest paid over the life of the issued bonds, and overall help the Commonwealth improve its bond rating. The law requires principal for new issuance of state debt to be repaid in equal amounts over the term of the bond. Certainly, this is also good news for the taxpayers, and it's also a way of having the Commonwealth be more responsible with general obligation debt.
And the House also passed a measure to call on the federal government to give Pennsylvania consumers and the state a hand dealing with a special type of telephone solicitation nuisance. What's going on here?
Well, I know everyone is frustrated with telemarketer calls that we receive and now are receiving on our cell phones, and spoofing remains a very dangerous situation when scammers are using local numbers, maybe even a local number that's familiar to the person receiving the call, to try to get them to answer the phone, to try to get some personal information out of them. The House of Representatives unanimously approved a resolution urging Congress to grant additional authority to the Federal Communications Commission to stop these unwanted robocalls and spoofing calls, as well as educate the public on how to report illegal calls. We need the Federal Communications Commission to crack down on this and help us to get rid of these scam calls.
You also have some events coming up for a special group of your constituents. What's going on here?
I'm looking forward to hosting another series of senior citizen expos throughout the district. This is something that I've hosted year after year to help family members and caregivers and anyone who knows a senior citizen to come out and have questions answered, learn more about programs and services that are available for senior citizens. It's really a great opportunity and has been very successful. The first event will be held on Friday, August 2nd at the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford. The second will be held on Friday, September 13th at the Kane Community Center, and the third will be held on Friday, October 11th at the Rowlett Fire Hall. Each event is free to attend and will be held from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and lunch is served at each location. So I look forward to seeing folks at the Senior Expo.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.